Happy Sunday to everyone on the Bob Radio Network. This is producer Mark. Our normal hosts Boomer and Stu left us, but they will be calling in. So I brought in my friend Sam Oftedal. We are officially the biggest radio show in the Twin Cities, size-wise anyways.
Yeah, size-wise. Not ego, size.
Not ego, not listening audience, but physical size. We are the biggest show around. So, so I sat at home through a tornado warning recently. How about you?
Yeah, we got the warning. Nothing happened, though.
Yeah. It was kind of anticlimactic. I actually was taking a nap because I didn't get any sleep with the boys at the cabin last night, and I got woken up by a beep on my phone that says, seek immediate shelter, tornado, touchdown in Lino Lakes.
I can tell you it triggered my wife, my kids, and my mother and father-in-law to start watching the movie Twister, so they're probably taking a break from it right now.
I'll tell you, six-year-olds aren't big fans of tornado warnings because my son Nick was not happy about seeing that. But speaking of my six-year-old, I need to give a shout-out to Nick and Max. We went fishing in McGregor this weekend at our cabin, and Nick caught his second and third northern pike ever,
nice.
Some nice bass, and Max caught a big bluegill and a big crappie, so shout out to my boys. I know they're listening. We had a great time up there. Nick lost at least a 30-incher up on the boat. He was wacky worming in some weeds. I taught him how to wacky worm, and we were catching all sorts of fish, and just splash, huge fish, nailed it. Went under the boat. He fought it forever, but it broke the line right at the last second. So
it's crazy what will go after that wacky worm. I fished that wacky worm pretty hard last year, and you can catch a lot of different species on it for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's fun, and it was pretty easy for him to do it. We didn't have a weedless, unfortunately, but he was kicking butt, and we had a great time. I went up with my friend Matt and his two boys, Micah and Connor, so it was two dads and four little boys running around. It was a great time. So
that's awesome.
Shout out to that. So say hi to everyone, Sam Oftedal. I always screw up your last name. Oftedal.
That's good. That's pretty good. It's better than most. I got a lot of people listening. I know my mom and dad, my brother and sisters are probably listening. My wife, my kids, my in-laws.
Well, now you're making me nervous.
Yeah, I'm. You should be. Right. Trying to make the show popular, I guess,
so
with my
family. I met you first. You helped host you were a guest on our show in February, probably.
Yep.
And we started
a
bromance.
We became best friends.
When we went to Pheasant Fest together in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Yep, five and a half hours each way.
You learn a lot about someone when you sit in a car.
You do. That's where you get the closest relationships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
So we are going to be calling Boomer here. Boomer is at Guardian Eagle Resort. He had a big week in Devil's Lake as well, and our friend Susie over there. So he wants to talk about that, and he wants to talk about Guardian Eagle, where him and Vaughn won a trip at Stru's White Bear Lions event, I think 2 years ago. But of course, he's sitting right next to me, and he wins the grand prize.
Nice.
For a
fishing trip.
That's
how it goes.
I know. And I was supposed to be with him, but my dad chickened out at the last minute. This is like a 4-star type resort place. And
I saw the picture on Facebook. It looked pretty legit.
And that's just too high class for my dad. So he's like, he begs me to go to Canada every day of my life because we've gone every year. So I'm like, hey, Boomer won this trip. He wants us to go with. And he said no. So,
well, at least you asked him.
What are you going to do? I think we're going to have Boomer on here pretty quick. He's getting called up right now. Boomer, are you with us? Oops, one second.
Hey, everybody's happy Sunday to the land. You two studs in the studio.
Well, that was kind of garbled. We hope that comes out a little bit better here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Right now, I'm overlooking beautiful lakeshore in the middle of Ontario, Canada, with our great friends at Guardian Eagle Resort. And I just want to, before I jump into the crazy adventure my dad and I had today on the charter plane coming out here, and what a great night we had. As you guys know, it's been a busy last week in the Alumacraft boats.
I bet. Yeah, tell us about Devil's Lake. I know you went there. Hopefully the sound comes in a little bit better. It sounds kind of scrambled at the moment, but we'll give it a shot for a while, and hopefully if it sounds terrible, we're going to cut you off, but keep going for a while.
Are you on a phone with a cable, Boomer? Like a wired phone?
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. Dropping quarters in it. Hey, can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah. It sounded like you were talking from a garbled machine for a while, but keep going.
Yeah, so beautiful Ontario, Canada, with the folks at Garden Eagle. It's been a fun week and a half, you know, in this. As you guys know, I was out there with McCraft and Evinrude from Port Lodge fishing in the Blackfish photo shoot, and then ran over to Mille Lacs for attempting to film a couple of shows outdoors. And then went to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season has been all year, 365 a year, and did a photo shoot with our great friend Susie and our new friend Josh out there.
What's that?
I said we were out there just shooting. Can you guys hear me?
You're cutting out, dude. I don't think it's going to work, man. Sorry.
Do you have another phone? A different number?
Hold on. Yeah, let me do this call back and see if the reception's a little better.
Yeah, if you
we'll
call,
from there.
You call me? Yeah, you give me a call.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Okay.
That's the wonders of live radio.
Yeah, hey, at least, you know what, he's up fishing in Canada and he's thinking about the show. That's all he can ask, right? Good for him. I'd be like, I'm fishing.
I like how, you know, hey, I'm in the middle of Ontario, Canada. I want to call in. Yeah. Do you have a reception? Yeah, yeah, it'll be great.
Hey,
we'll try it.
I'm glad he did it.
Now we have to think of something to talk about.
Hey, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk hunting?
I want to talk hunting with you,
let's
yes.
Let's talk hunting.
Well, let's talk about you, how you got in the outdoors industry,
sure.
Your family, how you got to where you are. You just started a new company.
Yes, sir.
So talk about how you got involved in the outdoors and how you got involved in repping companies and go from there.
Yeah, for sure. So since a little age, obviously hunting and fishing were a big passion of mine and my family's, especially my brother, my dad and uncle and cousin. We every year we'd do it, right? And so I grew a love for it and got in working retail at a couple different retail establishments, and just got, you know, worked hard, got my name out there a little bit by working some shows that not a lot of people like to work because, you know, can be long hours and
yes.
stuff, but you get to know people, right? And it's about networking. So, you know, got to know the right people and got into some pro staffing gigs with Ruger and Benelli. And that led into a job where I was actually a full-time sales rep with, you know, a manufacturer's rep. And now I'm on to doing the same thing, but I own my own company. It's called Tier One Sales. And I'm excited about it. It's a good adventure, and, you know, I get to sell stuff that I love, which makes it pretty easy. You
so
know.
You do a lot of traveling then, right?
Yeah, it comes with a lot of travel, definitely. But, you know, it's worth it because it's a good travel. You know, I'm able to bring my wife and kids. I'm actually going to bring my wife and kids and my in-laws to SHOT Show in January, which you need to come with me.
You're bringing your wife and kids to Vegas?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going now. No, just kidding.
No, you're gone. You're gone. I already bought your ticket. No, so, but yeah, so it's good. I love doing it. It's definitely what I was called to do, and I can't see myself doing anything else. And doing it on my own is definitely it's definitely worth the risk, and it's going to be a good adventure, I can tell you that. So
you actually represent companies, and you help get them into stores.
Yeah, so I have contracts with many different manufacturers that are exclusive to me in a territory that we set up, mm-hmm. and I sell it to big box retail, distributors, small independents, so like, you know, Shields, Gander, Mills Fleet Farm. I sell them product that I have contracts with the manufacturer, so I'm their manufacturer's representative, so...
Brandon, do we have Boomer back on?
Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Boomer, are you there? I was struggling.
Hey,
I need you.
Do I sound better?
Not really.
Nope. it's like for...
All right. Well, we're going to continue this story of the great fishery up here in Ontario, Canada at Guardian Eagle Resort and Devil's Lake next Sunday when I'm in studio. All right, boys?
Well, now you're sounding good. Now you're kind of teasing us.
Oh, all right. Well, how's this sound right here?
Not bad, man.
All right. Well, cool. Well, as you guys know, we got about probably 9 minutes before we get to break, but started the week off going to Devil's Lake, North Dakota to do our photo shoot with our friends Susie and Josh, and I tell you what, it did not support Mark. And Mark.
All right. We're letting you go, dude. Sorry.
We tried.
All right. See you guys.
We tried, so we're going to bail on that one. Oh, well, what do you do?
Do I need to fill in?
Strew's not calling from Canada, is he?
No, do you, are you getting a call
no,
from
not
Strew?
Yet. No, but I was just making sure. Like he's local still.
So in our second break, we have a guy named Steve Gould. How do you know Steve, and what are we going to learn?
Yeah, so I've known Steve for a while. He is a fantastic shooter. If you feel like you're a good shooter at any type of gun, and you watch Steve and his brother Aaron, you're going to hit the range a little bit more. They have, I mean, Steve can get in this. I don't know how many world records they have for shooting clays. I mean, they throw up 13, 14, 15 clays with their hand and shoot them all before anything hits the ground. I mean, they travel all over the nation.
Brainerd boys, right?
Yeah, they are. They're up from Brainerd. But yeah, they're one of their main sponsors. They're Winchester, Bass Pro. So they go down to Bass Pro a lot. But they travel all over the nation doing these exhibition shoots. And, you know, they're trick shooters. They obviously, shotguns, they're bread and butter. But they produce a lot of videos, too. Pretty awesome videos. They were with Dude Perfect, as you know, we were talking about, which that video is pretty awesome. But yeah, they do tons of different trick shooting. I've known Steve, I don't even know how long, but yeah, I've met him at shows. You know, we were at a lot of shows together, and Steve is a great guy, super genuine. I mean, he is just, you'll hear him. He's a fantastic guy, and him and his brother Aaron have a lot of good things going for them, and they're fun to watch, and they're fun to be around. So
yeah, I saw one of his videos had 35 or 6 million views.
Oh, yeah. Yep, they have quite a few videos well into the millions. So
yeah, I saw one where they were shooting through coolers. They have a lot of cool stuff out there, so that'd be interesting to see how you actually get into that business.
Yeah, so I know that Tom Knapp, the famous Benelli shooter, kind of took him under their wing, and I think that, you know, I mean, we should ask Steve, because I'm definitely curious, too, to see how you start that. But, I mean, I know Steve wanted to do a video with me, and he was like, you come up with the idea. And I just talked to him yesterday. It hit me. The theme is going to be giant. So we're going to do everything giant, right? You know, you should be on it.
Yeah, count me in.
Yeah, you're in.
I want to be internet famous.
Yeah. I can't promise you that. I can promise you on a video, though. I guess, you know, I don't know.
Oh, very good. So we have 7 minutes.
Should we call Steve early?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. He's ready.
Let's give Strewman a call and see what he's going on. We do have some shout-outs. If you want
Wait, which one do you want me to do? Call Steve or Strew?
Strew.
Strew, that's Steve. Gotcha.
We have some shout-outs quick. If you want to have your name and picture, we will mention it if you post on the Four Outdoorsman shout out. Our first one is from Nathan Fallon on the Mississippi River. Caught a nice smallie. Check that out. Corey Bechtold says more to come on What's Working Now Facebook page. He's got a beautiful picture of a largemouth there. Michael Rydell says good luck to all the fishermen and women in the month of August. I'll be training with the National Guard in Fort Hood, Texas. Already can't wait to get home and catch some bass. And Will Goebel says this 28.5-inch walleye from Ely this weekend.
That's a good-looking fish.
That's a great picture. Daniel Meyer says, Hometown Hero Outdoors is out in Tofino, B.C., I'm assuming that's British Columbia, with a couple of veterans and law enforcement officials. So thank you, everyone, for writing into the Four Outdoorsmen. And if you want us to mention your name, comment on the comment section. So Game Fair is coming up. You going to Game Fair?
I'll be there both weekends.
You live pretty close to here, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm not going to give my address.
Well, what city do you live in?
Coon Rapids.
So did you grow up going to Game Fair?
I did.
And Mr. Ron Scherer, my boss?
Yes.
Do you always say hi to him?
I don't.
What?
I get nervous and stuff.
Well, that's not very nice.
I clam up.
So I got this fancy folder from Game Fair. I think we're supposed to promote it. So
let's promote it.
Game Fair, August 9th, 10th, 11th, and August 16th, 17th, and 18th out at Armstrong Kennel Ranch. It's always a great time. I love the dogs out there.
Me too. Dogs are fun to watch, especially at like Pheasants Fest.
Yep.
There are some gorgeous dogs out there, man.
Do you have a hunting dog? You getting one?
Kirsten, my wife, would love for me to get like a few of them, but I'm not going to.
What, are you raising like 50 kids or something?
We're working on it.
How many kids do you have now?
3, and we're happy about it. We love it.
Well,
we got one on the way.
We have Strewman on the phone. Strew, are you there, buddy?
Strew.
I'm here.
All right, Strew, you're on the Four Outdoorsmen. How are you, sir?
Every day's a gift. Can you guys hear me pretty well? Because I'm talking through a speaker in a very expensive automobile, and it's not mine.
We can hear you, buddy. Can you hear us?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. I'll tell you what, you sound a lot better than Boomer.
So what's going on? Where are you right now? I know you were at a softball tournament. How'd you guys do?
Hey, we did about as well as the Baltimore Orioles are doing, so you figure that one out.
I think that's bad.
Should I Google that really quick?
Yeah, we didn't do well, but no one got hurt seriously, and we're about halfway home. We are in Algonquin, Illinois right now, which is probably about, are we 5 or 6 hours away still?
6 hours
away. So we played 10 and a half hours to play about 7 ball games, and now we're going. That seems like a lot of work to play 7 ball games, doesn't it?
That does seem like a lot of work. And you guys got smoked?
Yeah, we did.
How did your body hold up? I know you're kind of frail these days.
I'm as good once as I ever was. Hey, how you doing, big guy? Sammy boy, how you doing, big guy? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Pretty good. I was just going to ask softball lingo. Was my cousin Jimmy Scalise down at that tournament?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I texted Jimmy just today. Yeah. He was not in Indiana, but I texted him about something else, some golf tournament or something we're going to do. But
nice.
I haven't talked to him in quite a while. I'll tell him you said hi.
For sure.
Hey, you guys, I was telling these guys, I'm with Jeff. My buddy Jimmy and Willie, say hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
And Willie, say hi.
Hello.
We got a couple of guys here. Jimmy, we just stopped and saw his grandkids in Algonquin, Illinois. And I told him, you guys, I didn't know you were going to be in the studio. You guys would make a good tag team match in wrestling. There's about 350 pounds of weight in these two chairs right now.
And sure, you'd make a heck of a manager.
Yeah, I would be like Marty O'Neill, whatever. I can manage you guys.
You'd be like
yeah.
the mouth from the south.
Yeah, you
I picture
that
more of like a Mean Gene Okerlund kind of deal.
It's true.
Just interviewing
yeah,
you guys.
It's true. You make that happen. Mark and I will show up.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. Hey, Marky, how you been, pal? I haven't talked to you for a while.
I've been doing great, man. Took the kids up to the cottage this weekend. Caught a lot of fish. It's been a great time. I miss you, buddy. When are we going to hang out?
I think it should be soon. Mark just turned 39 years old. And he's renting a place up on Glacier Lake, not too far from McGregor, Minnesota. And he's thinking about buying it. And he's been up there, and it's a private lake, 60 feet deep in the middle. It's 195 acres or something. It's not a major, major monster lake. But you guys have been killing him up there, huh?
Yeah, we've been killing. If I only knew a good real estate agent that could help me out with such a purchase.
Yeah, I can help you. I still got my Minnesota license, so tell your boss that I want a chunk of the pie if I help put this transaction together for you guys.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in and saving us for a little time here. We're coming up with Steve Gould of the Gould Brothers Professional Shooter. Have you checked out any of their videos?
I have not. I have not.
You need to, Stru.
Oh, no, I know. Steve Gould is going to be on your thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did check him out. Before I did my promo, I checked him out. I thought, this is crazy. We met a guy like him at Game Fear a couple of years ago. These guys are amazing. You know, they throw up like 6 shotgun shells by themselves and blow them all out of the air in 6 different shots. I don't understand it. So I'm looking forward to listening to the interview, guys.
All right, sounds good, man. Well, we're going to get to break here. We're coming back with Steve Gould. And thanks for calling in, and drive safe, okay?
Yeah, thanks for covering for Boomer and me, my friend.
See, no problem. True. We'll work through it.
Take care of yourself.
All right, stay tuned on the Four Outdoorsmen. Steve Gould next of the Gould Brothers. It's going to be a good one.
I'm excited.
The Four Outdoorsmen. Just average guys that love to hunt and fish and chew the fat on Bob Outdoors.
With 160,000 acres of water, Devil's Lake is just waiting for you. I'll tell you what, walleye season's all year round. You can keep 5 a day with 10 in possession. And as Boomer likes to boast, there's no slot limit. The Northern Pike average nearly 5 pounds, and there's some reason why Devil's Lake earned the nickname as the perch capital of the world. And you'll quickly find out why Devil's Lake has been ranked one of the top 5 fishing lakes in the entire country. Hey, I'll tell you what, plenty of package options as well to make your fishing experience just that a great experience. Hey, check it out, devilslakend.com.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you. Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full-service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Don't miss the Gun and Knife Show at the Anoka Armory this Saturday and Sunday, August 2nd and 3rd at the Anoka Armory. Open 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 3 Sunday, only $5 per day. Kids under 12 free when accompanied by a responsible adult. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, military relics, even Grandpa's old footlocker, all in one location. There are still openings for dealers who want to display their wares. Visit CrocodileProductions.com or check out their Facebook page for more information. That's CrocodileProductions.com. K&L Surplus and Ammo is your destination for all your shooting needs. Family-owned for over 20 years, K&L buys and sells firearms and is federally compliant. They have the best prices on ammunition and offer discounts to first responders and veterans. They also specialize in European caliber ammo and the only local SKB-authorized dealer. Join the K&L Shooters Club for added benefits. K&L is located at 7960 Lake Drive in Lionel Lakes. Call them at 763-757-2614 for more information.
Boy, it's getting hot outside. And that's bad news for your live bait, but there is a simple and extremely effective solution. That, my friend, is Fishing Buddy Cooler. It's a cooler designed specifically for your live bait. Patented designs keep the bait cool for over 8 hours in 85-degree temperatures. Keeping your bait lively and fresh, of course, catches more fish and keeps you from going back to the bait store. And it pays for itself in no time. Buy yours today at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Head to Deals on Radio for a hot deal on a 90-minute train ride on the Osceola and St. Croix Valley Riverway. Up to five can ride for just $25. For details, go to DealsOnRadio.com. Deals on
Radio. It's Neil here for Zero Res. Let's talk about getting your carpets and air ducts Zero Res clean. You do have many choices in the Twin Cities, so let's make a smart one. I recommend you call Zero Res because of how they clean and because they care. And this month, they're giving you a great deal. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized starting at just $129. And for your air ducts, take $50 off your duct cleaning. Just ask for the Bob FM special when you call 952-ZERO-RES or online at ZeroResMN.com.
There's nothing better than enjoying summer travel with family and friends. So, for a limited time at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 20% at thousands of hotels worldwide during our global sale if you book by July 31st and stay by September 15th. And if you're an IHG Rewards Club member, you'll save even more. So what are you waiting for? Book now at HolidayInn.com. We're there so you can be too. Terms and conditions apply.
Give your vehicle a spot-free shine with Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Wax. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts for just $4.99. That's a 50% savings. For an unbeatable shine, just wash, rinse, and dry with Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Wax. Just $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Total Country Bob FM.
We are back on the Four Outdoorsmen. I'm here with Sam Oftedal. This is Mark Lukey. We are in for Strew and Boomer, who are both traveling the world. So I'm stuck here working.
Stuck.
But I brought my good friend Sam here to help me out because I don't talk very well. And I feel uncomfortable. So I bring a guy that likes to talk, Sam. And Sam,
yes, sir.
I asked you, I go, do you have any big shot guests being in the outdoors that you could get on? A good guest. So you came through, and why don't you introduce our next guest?
Yeah. So next guy coming on is Steve. He's a professional trick shooter. I'm pleased to call this man my friend. He is a heck of a guy and a heck of a shooter.
Aw.
Yeah. That's him and his brother are fantastic to watch. So
Steve, are you there with us, buddy?
I am here. I'm just blown away. You're just so nice, Sam.
Hey, I mean it, Steve. Good to hear you.
Well, pleasure to be here, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So, yeah, why don't you give the listeners here on the Four Outdoorsmen a little bit of a, you know, a background of what you and Aaron do, how you got started, who you are, what you are, and go from there.
Yeah. Well, for those that don't know, my brother Aaron and I, we're professional exhibition shooters, which basically means we take firearms and bow and arrow and all sorts of weaponry and just make stuff up. We're not competition shooters. We focus more on the entertainment side, and we produce live entertainment shows all across the country, and we also produce some pretty interesting YouTube videos that we put out just about every other week on YouTube. A lot of times focusing on different trick shots that we're working on. And, you know, how we got started is really the interesting piece, because I did not grow up hunting and shooting. I didn't really grow up what I would call an outdoorsman at all. Aaron did, though, 4 years older. He always had that passion from the beginning. And Aaron and I grew up, I mean, brothers, 4 years apart, obviously, but very, very far from friends. And so we just didn't hang out. We didn't get along. Very, very different personalities. Even to this day, that has not changed. But while we were both in college, we had some life-changing experiences that actually led us together. And we started hunting together, and then we started shooting together. And kind of long story short, once we were doing that, we got into some trick shooting and just really developed a passion for it. And then in 2009, we had the awesome opportunity to watch this man perform a live exhibition named Tom Knapp. And we honestly had no idea what a live exhibition show was, but after watching Tom Knapp, which I'm sure many of the viewers have heard that name,
definitely,
or potentially even watched one of his shows, it was so inspiring to Aaron and I, the way this man was up there. I think he was about 60 years old at the time, but he was entertaining people not only with his amazing shooting ability, but just with his skits, and people are laughing, men, women, and children of all ages, and it was just an awesome experience. So after that, Aaron and I looked at each other and we said, that right there is what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's so awesome. Do you remember your first paid show, and were you nervous?
Oh, my goodness. Well, our first live show for the public, we did one for friends and family later that year, because after watching Tom, we're like, hey, we could probably figure out these trick shots. Like, I'm sure we could develop the skill over time, but could we stand in front of a live audience and do it? That was the big question. So we put together a live show for friends and family, and let me tell you what, my mom loved it.
Just like my mom listening right now.
she's still one of our biggest fans, and so that's really cool. But then after that, that really gave us confidence that we could develop something. I mean, it was a horrible show, to be honest with you, but it gave us just enough hope that we could develop something good. And so we made some videos, we put them out there, and we had a gun club in Sauk Center, Minnesota, actually say, yeah, we'd love to have you at our open house. And they said, well, what do you charge? And we said, honestly, whatever you give us is great. And I think we went in there and put on a show. I hope no one has footage of that show, because that would be highly embarrassing. But we ended up walking away with two cases of shotgun shell.
Woo!
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Score. Living high in the hog, baby.
Is that still how you charge?
We knew we were in the big time.
Just give us whatever you want when you leave. Is that still how you charge for live events?
It's a few more cases these days that we charge.
Yeah.
But
good. You guys
could pay
us
in shotgun shells if you wanted.
No, that's awesome. It's so awesome to have you on. I really, really appreciate you coming on. So I saw you in your Dude Perfect video. How in the world did you guys get hooked up with those guys? I've been following them for a long time. Obviously, they have a lot of cool videos about, you know, making baskets and doing all this cool stuff. They had a fishing video that was really cool too. So how did you get hooked up with those guys, and tell us how that whole deal went down?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, we were doing trick shots long before we had ever heard of Dude Perfect, but then these guys come on the scene, and next thing you know, they got millions of followers, and they're doing all these trick shot videos, and I thought it would be really, really cool to team up with them and do a shotgun one. And so sort of had that vision, had that thought, and we had the opportunity to meet them at a Bass Pro event. They've done some stuff with Bass Pro. We work with Bass Pro, and we connected with them, and I very, very subtly, over and over, let them know that we would love to make a video with them at some point, if it ever made sense. And they kind of are like, yeah, that would be cool. We'll keep that in mind. And I'm like, okay, that's never going to happen.
But, been there.
Actually, it was about just, I don't know if it was 3-4 months later, I was sitting on the couch, and I normally don't check emails at night after I'm done working, but I looked at my emails, and I had an email from one of the Dude Perfect members, and it said, would you like to shoot video with us? And it was like a week out. And I'm like, well, we got plans, but we'll make it happen. And so we ended up flying down to Texas, filming with them for 2 days in 105-degree heat. It was an awesome experience. And just like everybody, I'll answer the question right off the bat, because everyone says, are they as cool in real life as they are in the video? And I would say that I laughed pretty much nonstop for 2 days
That's
hanging
awesome.
Out with them. And just great guys and a ton of fun to be around. And it was a really, really cool experience.
Hey, Steve, little bragging here for you. How many views did that video have?
Oh, shoot. I used to know off the top of my head. I want to say it's like 20-some million. It might be into the 30 million.
I think it's in the 30 millions now. Last time I looked.
All I can tell you is that that video has more views than all of our videos put together. So.
Hey, you guys got some videos with some pretty high numbers, though, Steve.
We're getting there. We're
Don't
getting
be bashful
there.
Here.
You know what? I think a lot of us like to look at the Dude Perfects of the world, and they look like they were an overnight success, although they, if you ask them, they probably will tell you it wasn't necessarily that. But, you know, you see some of these people blow up on the scene. I think that's what we all want to strive is, like, hey, I want to put in a little bit of work for the next couple months and blow up. You know, I want to be Insta famous. I want to be YouTube famous. But, you know, our story is different. We've been doing this for 10 years now. You know, honestly, I think it's an amazing journey we've been on, and I'm very blessed to be where I'm at, but I feel like it's been slow and steady. We're just slow and steady, And I think that's how most people's stories go, you know, and then by the time people say, wow, you just came on the scene, you were overnight success, you can look back and say, no, I've been digging for 10 years, you know, right. to get to this spot, and all of a sudden, now I'm just being noticed.
You know, they seem like pretty good shots. I mean, they weren't any slouches. They had a lot of great videos. Are they naturally trap shooters, or did you teach them stuff, or how did that go?
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. One of them, Tyler, I think is a big hunter, and they're all starting to become hunters and shooters now. But at that point, Tyler was the only one that was really big into guns and hunting. Uh-huh. I think he's got natural talent with anything he puts his hands to be honest with you. But the other guys are professional.
Uh-huh.
And I think what any professional trick shot artist can do is figure out how to do stuff quickly.
Yeah.
You know, so even Aaron and I, when we go out and we're filming a video, maybe we haven't put in a million reps with the product we're using, but we figure out how to get stuff done. And your brain's always going, how do I make this happen? What do I need to adjust? And I think that's what they're professionals at, too.
I don't mean to break into the magic of videos, but I think in that video, or one of your videos, you shot a basketball and the basketball flew and went in the hoop. I just got to know, how many takes does something like that, like how many times until you made it? And don't say one.
Well, then I just won't say anything. No. Here's what I like to tell people is I got it on the first try. It's just that I put in a whole lot of practice leading right up
there. You go.
You know, and there is some criticism. Like, you go to YouTube videos, everyone feels free to criticize, and it's kind of funny. And,
yeah.
I try not to take any of it too personally, but people say, yeah, but after how many attempts? And,
right.
You know, that's not really the point. Like,
no.
You get up there. I don't go out and shoot basketballs every day, so it takes when I go out there to shoot them, I start to feel it out, and I start to learn, and I just adjust, and I adjust, and I adjust. And by the time I make that basket, I'm getting close consistently. You know, I'm starting to learn
right.
what I need to do to control
right.
that basket. But yeah, it, you know, I don't go out there generally and hit a shot like that on the first try. There's no secret, no lie there.
Well, Steve, I looked it up for you. That video got 35 million views currently.
Ooh,
hey, so
yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little about, you got any upcoming videos? I know on your, I'm a follower of your Instagram, Steve.
Oh. That means stalker
yeah,
in radio.
No. We text and talk more than people know. Steve, I know you got a video you've been filming this week. You have a video coming out and possibly a giveaway. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I saw a little teaser on your Instagram. Maybe. And also maybe absolutely. Tell the folks how they can follow you, look you up, get a part of that.
We save that for the end in the radio biz, Sam.
Oh, my bad. I'm a salesman here. I'm trying to sell you through the whole conversation.
Well, I mean, the big thing is we do these live shows, right? But a lot of times people don't have the opportunity to see a live show, so they watch us on video. And that's the big way that people follow us. And we're always trying to put out fresh content. So this week we filmed a whole bunch of videos, and the one you're referring to was filmed with this guy named MN Millennial Farmer. He's got a farming channel, and he's just blown up, and he actually happens to be a friend of mine. And so we went down and teamed up with him, and we were doing trick shots on the farm. We were incorporating combines and grain bins and
that's awesome.
Tractors and all sorts of stuff.
I saw Aaron's outfit.
And Aaron was dressed like a, well, I won't even say.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch the video and make your own judgment on that.
I loved it, though.
But we are going to give away a gun. That video has not been released yet. But step number one to enter to win this custom gun that we had done by Deadeye Graphics, they Cerakoted it. It's got Millennial Farmer graphic. It's got GBX. It's got a pheasant and a cornfield. It's just an awesome-looking gun with
gorgeous
stars and stripes on it. Yeah, it's really cool. But what's cool about it is it's in, like, camo colors. So you can still take it out to the duck blind and not stand out like a sore thumb, you know?
Yeah, no, it's
good-looking.
But
if you follow MN Millennial Farmer, Steve Gould X, and Aaron Gould X, and Deadeye LG on Instagram, that's step number one. And then we're going to announce step number two coming up in the next week or so, which is just going to be an official entry form. And we're going to give away that gun in the coming weeks. So, yeah, if anyone listening wants a chance at winning a brand new SX custom SX4, that's how you get started.
I know, hey, Mark wants one.
Hey, Steve, do you have a little more time? Can we carry you through the break, or do you got to run?
I'm here for you guys.
I'm a Winchester guy myself, and I shoot an SX3, so I want to get into you about guns and ammo after the break, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Awesome, Steve.
Great.
We appreciate it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here, take a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with Steve Gould of the Gould Brothers Trick Shooting.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
With 160,000 acres of water, Devil's Lake is just waiting for you. I'll tell you what, walleye season's all year round. You can keep five a day with 10 in possession. And as Boomer likes to boast, there's no slot limit. The Northern Pike average nearly 5 pounds, and there's the reason why Devil's Lake earned the nickname as the perch capital of the world. And you'll quickly find out why Devil's Lake has been ranked one of the top five fishing lakes in the entire country. Hey, I'll tell you what, plenty of package options as well to make your fishing experience just that a great experience. Hey, check it out, devilslakend.com.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full-service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Boy, it's getting hot outside. And that's bad news for your live bait, but there is a simple and extremely effective solution. That, my friend, is Fishing Buddy Cooler. It's a cooler designed specifically for your live bait. Patented designs keep the bait cool for over 8 hours in 85 degree temperatures. Keeping your bait lively and fresh, of course, catches more fish and keeps you from going back to the bait store. And it pays for itself in no time. Buy yours today at fishingbuddycooler.com.
K&L Surplus and Ammo is your destination for all your shooting needs. Family owned for over 20 years, K&L buys and sells firearms and is federally compliant.
They have the best prices on ammunition and offer discounts to first responders and veterans. They also specialize in European caliber ammo and the only local SKB authorized dealer. Join the K&L Shooters Club for added benefits. K&L is located at 7960 Lake Drive in Llano Lakes. Call them at 763-757-2614 for more information.
Join the fun at Minnesota's largest outdoor event of the summer, Game Fair 2019. Game Fair features dozens of hunting, fishing, and dog training seminars. Visit with more than 300 exhibitors and enjoy games for dogs and kids of all ages. Try the latest, greatest equipment and be amazed by our shotgun trick shooter show twice daily. Game Fair runs 2 weekends, rain or shine, August 9th, 10th, and 11th, and August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Armstrong Ranch. Don't miss Game Fair 2019. See complete details at gamefair.com.
We are back with the Four Outdoorsmen on this stormy Sunday night. Had some tornado warnings in my area, so hopefully everyone didn't get hit too hard, but kind of passed over us, but kind of hit in the area where my daycare lady is, but she said she's okay. So hope everyone doesn't have damage tonight in the metro area. Right now we are talking to Steve Gould, a professional trick shooter, really interesting guy. So we carried him on to this segment. Are you there, Steve?
I am here, fellas.
Awesome. Well, I want to talk to you about guns. When I started watching your video, I saw that you shot Winchesters. And my first new gun that I ever bought myself, new shotgun anyway, was a Winchester SX3. And I've had that probably 7 years. And that's my do absolutely everything gun, right? So I duck hunt with that gun. I turkey hunt with that gun. I pheasant hunt with that gun. I do everything and I love it. And I just wanted to get your take on, I'm thinking about upgrading the new SX4. So can you tell me a little bit about the SX4 and why I should drop some money on a new gun?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we shot the SX3 for 7-8 years. I mean, put hundreds of thousands of rounds through them. Absolutely loved the gun. And then Winchester announces they're going to come out with the SX4. And honestly, both Aaron and I were like, hopefully it's good because we love our SX3s. Well, of course, you know, being sponsored by them now.
Right.
But I do need to put out the disclaimer that my first semi-auto gun I purchased was an SX2. The second one I purchased was an SX3, and that was long before we were sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been shooting them for a long time. But, of course, they put the SX4 in our hands, and we started shooting it, and I quickly fell in love. One of the biggest differences with the SX4 is the ergonomics, just the feel of the gun, the feel, the function, the control buttons. A lot of the internal workings are still the same because that was just about perfect the way it was in the SX3.
Mm-hmm.
The balance point's a little bit different, but all those things made it even better. So if someone's considering SX3 versus SX4, I definitely try to push them towards the SX4. You know, but a lot of times it just comes down to personal preference. What do you like to feel of better?
Right.
But for me, the SX4 is spot on.
I noticed that it has kind of a bigger release button on the side. I kind of like that for sure. I got the chance to, I went with Sam and we were at a Pheasants Forever like shotgun showcase, and,
yep,
and I only got to put a couple rounds through it, but it felt comfortable. It felt a lot like my SX3.
Yeah, it was really soft shooting, and obviously Mark is a big guy like me, and it still felt comfortable. That's my problem with shotguns is sometimes the throw is really short. That one felt pretty nice, though, actually. I remember that one.
Yeah, I like
the
gun.
Super,
and it, go ahead.
Super light recoil.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that I love about the SX4 is, I mean, it feels great, but then just to shoot it, as much as we do, like, people say, you must have black and blue shoulders. Like, no, not really. Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that it doesn't retail for $2,500 either, like most of the guns we shot.
Yeah, a lot of them. That was the less of the price. Too.
Yeah, they brought out all these fancy ones, you know, and over-unders and stuff. I'm like, nope, give me my Winchester in a box of shells.
I think we had to do reviews on those, and I gave that SX4 a pretty good review, especially with the pricing.
It's tough to beat for the money, guys. I you know, there's a lot of great guns out there on the market. I like a lot of different guns, but when you just best semi-auto for the money, like, that's hard to beat right there.
For sure. Hey, Steve, Mark and I were talking on the break. What is the hardest shot you've done with your trick shooting?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not necessarily the shots that get the most views on video that they're that are the hardest.
Right.
You know, for example, that basketball shot is getting a lot of views. It's being shared all over the place on social media because it's just so unique and different.
Right.
But, you know, I said I haven't practiced that. I set out one day to get it done, figured out how to do it, sunk the hoop. You know, I did it in a day. Where a couple of years ago, Aaron and I were working on shots that took 8 years to do.
Wow.
For example, one of the most difficult shots I've ever done is shooting 9 hand-thrown clays from the hip with 9 individual shots.
Wow,
so I'm holding the gun on my hip. I'm throwing my own clays. It's happening in just, you know, less than 2 seconds, small margin of error. Took 8 years for me to figure to get to that point.
That's crazy.
So do you have to work out constantly to throw that high and that many clays at one time? You guys both look kind of ripped. Are you just constantly in the gym, just crunching iron?
They have weighted clays they throw.
Yeah. You know, we both do try to take our health seriously, and we both work out. And I'll be honest with you, doing what we do does end up taking a toll on your body. And when you're whipping those clays, we have a muscle therapist that we're working with on a very regular basis and try to take care of ourselves and stay in shape. But
I guess this is a good time for a plug for you, Steve. So who do you use for protein shakes and nutrition?
Yeah, well, we've been using Mountain Op the last couple of years just for nutritional supplements, pre-workouts, post-workouts, and as a little pick-me-up and focus throughout the day.
Why did you smile? Is that somehow related to you, Sam?
No, I use it personally, but no, Steve and I've just talked about it, but I just know that they do a lot of videos with those Mountain Op guys. So that's why I was helping them out.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We just filmed one actually this week. It's called Extreme Workout Edition. And we kind of made it in conjunction with Mountain Op to promote the products that we use. And but it will be a lot of fun, that video. I can't wait to put that one out.
That's cool. We'll probably wrap it up here pretty quick, Steve. I got one more question for you. How many world records do you and Aaron have?
Oh, I have no idea. You know, honestly, guys, when we put out a world record, what we do is we don't do it official. We don't get Guinness here. We don't pay Guinness $10,000. We just go out in the backyard. We do our research and make sure we feel that it's actually a world record. And it's, you know, we put it out for the world to see. They can judge it how they want to judge it. And someone else can beat it if they want to beat it. And what we do is for fun. What we do is to really see if we can do something phenomenal and really just make some awesome content and promote the companies that we work with. And so whether it's official or not, I don't know, but we set one this week. It's going to be with a compound bow, so look forward to that.
Cool.
Ooh, that's what's called a tease in the business.
Teaser.
Good job.
Teaser.
Well, thanks for spending a ton of time with us. Why don't you one more time throw out your social media, ways to contact you guys and follow you on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yeah, on all the socials, you can find Aaron and I both together as Gould Brothers or individually as Steve Gould X and Aaron Gould X.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it. We'll certainly be following you, and we'll have to check out your new world record this week.
Coming soon. Great chatting with you guys.
Hey, all right, appreciate thanks, Steve. It, Steve. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.
Steve Gould, everybody. Well, we forgot to ask him, do you think he could hold his own against a professional trap shooter?
I think he could. I mean, these guys throw a ton of lead downrange. So, I mean, they're just getting, they know their guns so well. That's what it's all about.
Do you think they need like a, what do they use for a choke tube, you think, to hit all this stuff?
Full.
Yeah, right.
Probably a modified, improved cylinder. I don't know. Who cares? The videos are awesome, right? No, I bet they would hold their own against a.
Well, you have to if you're shooting all day, every day.
Especially, too, because, I mean, I've seen Steve and Aaron throw quite a few clays up and shoot them. I mean, especially in like a skeet or sporting clays, you got 2.
Yeah.
And these guys shoot 9 to 15. So it's like those
think
two
he'd
are
have
like,
to hold it upside down?
Yeah, he'd have to hold it upside down or behind the back. Or he might just keep shooting in the air because it's muscle memory. You know, after he hits bust the 2, you keep going.
They must have done game fair at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
That's the only place I've ever really seen a trick shooter like that. I know that Game Fair always has like a trick shooter near the end and everything.
Yeah, so they've been at Game Fair. I know they've been at the Big Reeds Try and Buy up in Little Falls.
Well, speaking of Game Fair here, we're going to talk a little bit about that. They are sponsoring the Outdoors Block here and coming up August 9th, 10th, and 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's almost time for the 38th annual Game Fair, the nation's largest outdoor sporting event for the entire family. That's a big title, largest.
That is. That's bold.
They have to throw in outdoors there, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Includes 6 days in August, over 50,000 people visit the beautiful woods and waters of Armstrong Kennel in Ramsey for a full participation family event. Along with all those people, 4,000 dogs that partake in a wide array of dog events, including long jumps off the dock, an obstacle course, speed races. That all makes for plenty of good people watching and dog watching. There's tons of food, the latest outdoor products, seminars from national experts, and our twice daily shotgun trick show. There we go. We were just talking about that. This is a family-friendly event with plenty of fun for kids of all ages. The atmosphere also means there's no alcohol. Well, that's a bummer. Strews out. We'd love to have you stop by anytime. Learn more at www.gamefair.com.
That was good.
So I have big news. You invited me officially, and we want to make it official
to hunt with you
this fall.
It's official. I looked you in the eye and asked you.
Now, I host a outdoors radio show, and I have not shot a deer in 5 years, and you gave me a whitetail guarantee. Can you back that up?
I can back that up about 40%, yeah.
Okay. When did you purchase this land?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. And you showed me a picture. It looks like you cleared out about 50 acres of trees. Can you kind of tell us the process of going from buying a chunk of woods on the way to my cabin and turning that into a hunting mecca?
Well, I mean, the reason I did this is the piece of property that I bought, the guy owned it for like 30 years, never even stepped foot on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
I just,
how does that happen? Is he just like a rich dude? Or?
No, I think he had a couple other pieces of property, and I don't think he's a hunter. I know that they were like a camper family.
Okay.
I don't know. I bought the land. That's all that matter, Mark.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I bought the property. You know, I walked it many times, kind of, you know, found some areas that I thought would be great food plots, you know, some natural trails that led to it. And so I met with a forester and we picked the area. I wanted some trees taken out, thinned out.
Wait, so you had someone do it for you?
Oh, yeah.
You made it sound like you were had an axe and Paul Bunyaned out the whole thing yourself.
Well, like 19 of the 20 acres I did, but I hired professionals for that last acre.
Do they pay you for the wood? How does that work?
I can't talk about that, Mark.
I just want to know how that works.
Yeah, so they pay you for the wood they take out, but they take their cut and it goes to the paper mill. And
right.
Yeah, and then I paid them back to bulldoze some stumps out of the food plots I had and... I picked some areas that I thought some food would be great because I have high parts of my land, I have low parts, I have water, I have thick areas.
Okay.
The only thing really missing was food. And if you look at like a bird's eye view, there's really no agriculture around me. So food obviously is scarce. So my goal is to, you know, build a deer mecca here where no one has to leave and they can stay. So, but yeah, it's going to be good. I hope this fall brings in, I'm going out, me and my father-in-law have actually been working out there the past couple weekends, on a bobcat and clearing some areas, but I'm planting this week for my food plots to get you a deer this fall. This is my official Mark invitation.
Yes. Do you have some kind of guarantee that, you know,
I can guarantee a good time.
Okay. That's good. That's good. So you said, well, for one thing I noticed driving up there, the woods are so thick, right?
They are thick. That's exactly why I thinned some out.
It's so weird. Like, I do that drive from Llano Lakes to McGregor, and about halfway up, it's like a switch where it goes, there's no agriculture. It looks like you're in Ontario.
Yep.
It's crazy rocky and thick.
Granite everywhere.
And you just change, you know, everything about the landscape. And I would think just having an open area would attract deer. Let alone a food plot, just a place where the deer don't have to tromp through such thick stuff at all times.
Yeah, and it's funny, like when you put in a like a trail.
Yeah,
deer are like humans; they're going to take the convenient route.
Yeah,
right?
Path of least resistance.
Yeah, and so like you put in a trail on this property that I bought along with my sister Katie. She went in on this, and she just texted me. That's why I had to change my
you had to
my
give
whole
her a shout
song
out.
And dance. So thanks, Kate. you make a path, and it's funny how you clear an area, and they just like come right to it.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of new growth they can eat. I mean, it's easy walking. So that's why I kind of, the way I did the land and drew it out with the forester is I got a lot of walking paths for them to these different food plots. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be good. Obviously, I want it to be good, but
right.
I want to get you a deer now.
So you said you're planting radishes, and that kind of threw me off when you said that. I'm like, out of, you know, northern Minnesota, you don't think of, you know, deer hovering over a radish patch.
Yeah, so it's a mixture, but the seed that I'm going to do is primarily radishes because it's nice. They'll eat the foliage, and then they'll sit there and literally pod it and pick at it like an apple. And obviously you want them to be there a long time to draw other deer or big bucks in. So, but yeah, the radishes, clover, a couple other things that I'm going to plant and I'm excited.
Now, do you have some sort of antler restrictions? Are you like on a growth plan for me?
For you? No.
If I see a 6-pointer, I can shoot it.
When's the last time you shot a deer?
It's been a long time.
You can shoot whatever. If it's brown, it's down, baby.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care. We're having fun, man. I'm going to let you. I get more excited about you getting excited about shooting a deer than me shooting a 190-inch deer.
So are we talking last week of the season or opener or during
you get
the week?
2 hours. You get a two-hour window.
Two-hour window. That's all I need, man.
No. Whatever
Wednesday
you want.
Morning from 7 to 9.
Yeah, so opener is the 4th. You can go out there the 3rd.
Is it something like, are you tracking these deer on your cams and like trying to grow specifically? I don't want to shoot like, you know, you name bucks.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to shoot this one in 3 years, you know?
Yeah. There's Samson.
There's Samson. Producer Mark comes in, just blasts him. He's a 2-year-old buck.
Yeah. He was going to be a dandy.
He's going to be a champion. Take him out.
No, I honestly, I do. Obviously, I have cellular cameras where I get pictures sent to me. I've been looking at them during the show. I've been getting
I know.
Them, so.
You're very distracted.
Sorry.
And a lot of bears on there. And you've tried bear hunting?
Yeah. So this will be my 3rd year. And this year, man, I tell you what, I have had so many pictures of bear during the day even. I've had pictures from 7 in the morning until midnight all throughout the day of multiple bears. So I'm fired up. I got...
Do bears like radishes too?
I don't. Hopefully.
No, they like piles of old candy.
They like licorice. So do I.
So you can do the bait thing here? Is that how
Yeah, so I have private land, so I can bait out of a barrel. So I'm pretty fired up. Do a couple bait stations, and I'm excited, man.
Well, awesome. We'll have to follow you along on that one.
Yeah.
One more shout out here before the end of the show. We have a couple of minutes. My good friend John Marshall says, wife and I on our way home from the cabin want to say congrats to the Cambridge Isanti Juniors team and the teams that finished the SATT. I'm not sure what that means, but congratulations to them. We have to give a big shout out to our partners, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Boomer just got back there. We were supposed to hear about it this week, but he'll have to tell us about it next week. I know our friends out there. Power Lodge. Thank you very much. Alumacraft Boats, Blackfish Gear, Heath's Resort, and Fishing Buddy Cooler. I certainly use my Fishing Buddy Cooler this weekend with the boys when it was hot. It keeps your bait cold all day.
I got a quick shout out too.
Sure.
My brother Pete texted me. Him and his girls are driving back from out north, back north, so they're listening. So I wanted to say shout out to them and say hi to them. And then also come see me at Game Fair. I'm going to be at the Gator Eyes booth both weekends. My wife is due with our 4th child, so TBD on that 2nd weekend.
If you need me to fill in for you, I'll do that for you, buddy.
All right, you heard it.
I can sling anything.
For the baby part or the Gator Eyes part?
Either one.
All right.
All right, well, thanks everyone for listening. Stay tuned for Bear Facts and Fish Tales on next. And get outdoors.
Thanks for having me.